Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. This podcast is to highlight the life and ministry of Asian American leaders and to network them for advancing God's kingdom in North Carolina and beyond. Today, we have Brian Min as a guest. Brian is the English ministry pastor of Hammam Church in Durham, North Carolina. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming. I'm so excited to get to know you, your personal story, your ministries, and especially future vision for Asian Americans.
Awesome.
I'm so excited. So today is the first episode, and in this episode, we want to hear more about your personal story.
So right.
Are you ready for that?
Yeah, sounds great.
Awesome. Great, man. First question for you is your family. Can you tell us about your family?
Yeah. So I just got married in December of 2017. So it's been a little over a year. I'm married to Lucy Park. Shout out to my wife. she's a pharmacist. We met in New York while we were both at St. John's University. Mm-hmm. She's my wife. My parents are in Ohio. They're 1.5ers. Grew up in Canada, and I have one sister, Heather, shout out to her as well, living in Maryland. She just got married just over a year. Not quite a year. Mm. Yeah.
Wow, that's great. Well, my favorite question is the next one. How did you become a follower of Christ?
Right. So I think growing up, so I was born in Canada. Mm. And
which part of Canada?
I was born in Toronto.
Toronto, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But my dad's job kind of had us moving around quite a lot. So I think, I've lived in Canada, Korea, and different parts of the United States. And I remember at a certain point, like with so many different moves happening, I began to ask myself what it meant to be me. Mm-hmm. And I think there was a question of identity and a lot of confusion as to who I was. And with so many moves and saying goodbye to so many friends, I think I felt lonely. And I think this was around middle school, high school. And I remember going to a revival. And it just hit me then that God makes himself known in Jesus Christ. And the title that Jesus has is Emmanuel, God with us. And I remember feeling comfort knowing that God was with us and that I was a child of God. I have an inheritance in God. I have his presence in my life. And I became a follower of Jesus then.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's great. Now you're a pastor. How did you sense God's calling for ministry in your life?
You know, that's a good question. I just remember this one particular Sunday after I had been saved. It must have been about a year and a half after I was saved. So right around 8th or 9th grade, probably 9th. And I remember just feeling this purpose that I had to serve God's people. And I have never had this thought before. My parents aren't pastors. So it was kind of a really new thought, but that sense of purpose was something that's, I think, driven me up to where I am now, mm-hmm. I guess. And that sense of purpose hasn't gone away I think that's how I would answer that question.
Okay. So when you decided to become a pastor, were your parents supportive to your decision?
I think so. I think they would just throw some jokes in there every now and then. At the time, when I sensed this call, I hadn't exactly read my Bible dutifully. And I remember, you know, my mom would be like, what kind of pastor, like, doesn't read his Bible? And so, I mean, there were jokes here and there, but they were very supportive.
That's great. And you're also a seminary student, correct?
Yes. So I'm working on my PhD in systematic theology at Southeastern Seminary.
Awesome. How's it going?
I love it. The faculty members, my colleagues, they're all great. And I'm really excited by the kind of research that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's an exciting time to be at Southeastern Seminary.
Yeah, do you have a specific reason why you chose the systematic theology as your main focus?
Yeah, I wasn't good enough at the other stuff. So I think that's how I ended up in systematic theology. But I also like the big questions that they ask in systematic theology. And I think it has relevance for the life of the church.
Mm.
And I think studying systematic theology really excited me. Something I'm passionate about.
Awesome. That's great. What is your life verse?
You know, I thought long and hard about this, and I think I'm going to go with Ephesians 1, verse 4, and I think it's 4 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to pull it up. And it tells us, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will. And I think that verse is just so... Those verses are just so powerful. I think Ephesians 1 is always kind of like my go-to chapter. And those verses always stood out to me. In love, he predestined us. Like, I imagine that parents have that same kind of love. Like, without their children doing anything or earning anything, that love is there. So I always found that verse really encouraging.
Wow, that's great. Who's the biggest influence in your life?
Right. Also a very good question. I don't know how straight of an answer I can give. My wife is certainly a big influence. Sometimes I'll have these ideas and I'll kind of have conversations with my wife. I remember growing up, it was my parents. We would have back and forth, sometimes very heated, but fun back and forth with my parents. About different ideas, and I love my theologians, so I've got to go with Emo Brunner, who is the theologian I'm working on right now, and I think he's been a big influence in the way I think about God. I think those would be my biggest influences.
Great. What are you most passionate about, Brian?
I think what I'm really passionate about is about loving God and thinking about God in a deeper way. I think sometimes I want to pursue God with depth. Like, what does it mean to love God? And I want to wrestle with what it means to love him. Like, what kind of impact that makes on my life. How I should think about God faithfully. I think these are the questions that I'm really passionate about and something I want to convey to those I'm serving at my church.
Wow, that's good. That's great. Well, what can you share with us about some highlights in your life, of your life?
Highlights? Yeah. So I got married, so that's a big highlight.
Yeah.
I've had the opportunity to serve three churches. So I'm serving at Hanmaum right now. And I used to serve at Hanmaum from 2011 to 2013. So this is my second go around with Hanmaum. I've served at Queens Presbyterian English Ministry at KPCQ in New York City. And I got to serve as the assistant EM pastor there. And at East Faith Presbyterian Church in Oakville, Canada. And I find the opportunities to have served in those places to be a highlight. I've had wonderful pastors over me. I've had the wonderful opportunity to serve with them. And it's a real privilege to have worked with them and shared our lives, as brief as it might have been.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Brian, you are second or 2.5 generation. How would you describe yourself?
Right. So I remember one pastor calling me a 2.5.
2.5.
And I didn't know there was a 2.5. I think I consider myself second gen. I'm definitely much more comfortable in English. And whenever the church asks me to preach in Korean, I start having cold sweats and insomnia. But a clear clear second gen. I spoke with my parents in English growing up. The only time they spoke Korean to me was if I was in really big trouble. So I think in terms of the way I think, the language that I'm comfortable in, the culture that I identify with, I think I'm a second generation Asian American.
Yeah, Brian, you said you lived in Canada, Korea, and America. So do you see any difference between living in Canada, living in the United States as second generation Asian American?
So I think there are a couple differences. If we're just talking generally about the cultures in Canada and the United States, I think you definitely see something more progressive and diverse in Canada, at least the part where I was, in comparison to North Carolina. In terms of Asian American churches, what I noticed was that the Asian American immigration history in Canada is shorter than it is in the United States. So a lot of the questions that Asian American churches may have been facing here in North Carolina, the questions we were facing 10 years ago in North Carolina are the questions Canada is now facing in their Asian American churches. And so when I served at East Faith Presbyterian Church in Oakville, what I noticed was that most of the kids there weren't second gen. So the youth group kids were almost 1.5ers. And it's a different kind of ministry when you're when your audience, the people you're serving, are 1.5ers as opposed to clear second gen. So I remember thinking that there was definitely a difference in culture in the way we did things when I was serving at East Faith. And so I think those are some of the differences that we see between maybe some of the Asian American, Asian Canadian churches and Asian American churches here.
So how long did you live in Korea?
I think I was there about 3 years, so I went to elementary school in Korea, I think first through third grade, and there were definitely some interesting moments.
How was it like? I mean, how was it like living in your parents' country?
Yeah, you know, I actually loved it. I remember right after school, we would all go to this like pochangmacha, like a stand. And we would all get tteokbokki, which is like the rice cake dish
Korean
in Korea.
Rice cake,
And I remember right after school, we would, me and my friends would always go. And it was a lot of fun in that sense. In other ways, I think the way they educate their children are kind of harsh. I remember because I was a troublemaker growing up. I remember I physically got beat by my teachers.
Oh, wow.
And I don't miss that. But all the other things, I think I just loved Korea.
Great, great. Well, thank you, Brian, for sharing your personal story. And the next episode, we'll love to hear more about your ministries.
Yes, thank you.
Listeners, if you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministries at your podcast and subscribe it. You can listen to our weekly podcast update. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.